WVIK Riverways, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. I have never hung up my car keys for an entire week. Seemed like a lot to ask. But I can't say I haven't considered it, so I have researched what a week without driving can teach. First, I learned that nearly a third of the U.S. population does not have a driver's license. This group is not just children below driving age. It encompasses young adults, older people who've aged out of their driving years, and people with disabilities, like those with low vision. Many others do not have access to a car, a group that is much more likely to include Black and Native American people, immigrants, and those in poverty. And yet, because we have built our transportation system around being able to drive oneself in a car, the prospect of trying to make it for a week without getting behind the wheel feels insurmountable to many of us. And that's why, in 2021, the advocacy group Disability Rights Washington launched the Week Without Driving Challenge. They invited anyone who wanted to join to spend a full week getting all their needs met without driving. They could take public transit, ask for or pay for rides, walk, roll, scoot, or bike. And if they absolutely had to, they could grab their keys, but they were asked to consider what someone without that choice would be giving up. Washington State saw how the challenge has helped inform and motivate elected leaders to push for transportation investments and policy changes that will make it easier for those who can't drive. There's just no substitute for getting out there and experiencing your transportation system for yourself, one participant stated. Before the challenge, she didn't appreciate how difficult and unsafe it could feel to get around. Even the half-mile walk to the nearest grocery store was uncomfortable and dangerous because of the lack of sidewalks. The experience brought elected officials to ask, when asking about projects, does this include a bike lane or a trail? Good crossing lights? So maybe I should go a week without driving and challenge others to do it too. With the experience, I can be better at fighting for transit, walking, rolling, and biking infrastructure. That's safer and more reliable. In doing so, non-driving can become a more comfortable and practical choice. I can find joy rediscovering biking and walking and help others in untangling our communities from the harms of car dependency as well.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.